Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Psychic Funhouse. Happy Friday to everybody. This is your host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, the Mr. One and Only, Lawrence Birch, Shamanic Birch. Hello, Mr. Birch.
Hello. Hello, my good people. Welcome. Welcome back to the Funhouse.
Welcome.
Thank
welcome,
you.
Sir. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. We meet again.
Absolutely. Yes.
Strange.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing. Yeah. It's a nice fall day up here. And
is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Trees are turning. Pumpkins are ripening. The spice.
So you're going to make pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie? Maybe. I had a friend of mine who made a delicious pumpkin pie, and he added special spice to it, made it really good.
Mm. What was the special spice?
Well, it was mace. Mace, you know about mace? Use mace?
Yeah.
Mace gets a bad
rap. I've heard of it.
People get, they get it sprayed in their eyes. But mace, the spice, is it's kind of a fiber netting around the nutmeg nut. So
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like nutmeg, but it's got its own special qualities. It's really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Spice is nice. So how's the psychic to the stars?
The psychic to the stars is good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had some clients today, which was nice, and I had a really great read. It was a healing, but after the healing, I do readings for people sometimes, and a past life came through, and it was just an amazing, amazing reading with that past life information that came through, and it was just really easy and fun to do, and the information flowed, and it was incredible. There was a lot of information that came through, and sometimes they're not always like that. Sometimes I just get a little glimpse, and I don't get any more. But today there was a lot. So I was so grateful for that, and a really good client. And, it was a fun reading. So I was very appreciative of that.
Mm, sounds nice. I think we should petition the Psychics Union so that all of our readings are like that.
I know, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, because some readings are amazing like that, and then other ones you think, okay, I'm doing the wrong thing. I need to go get a job at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
I think you'd be good at Starbucks jobs.
I know. I think I'd be good at it, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully get some free
cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd be able to predict people's names. You'd be able to predict people's names before they told you. I bet your name is Bill. It's Eloise, but nice try.
All right. Predictive. One of the males coming through is my husband. Are you my husband? Are you my husband?
Oh, good. Oh, my. Everybody's your husband. Are you kidding? You marry everybody.
No, I do not.
Oh, you've raised your standards?
You.
Good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And every equinox, they get raised a little bit.
Wow.
Right? We set the intention to raise the standards. So the fall intentions, right, have raised my standards.
Raise that.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about today, sir. Setting fall intentions.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So do you do that? Do you set intentions on a new equinox, or when do you set intentions? If you set intentions. I'm assuming you set intentions.
Well, you know, I have a different, I think, pattern than you do with that, but I talk about setting intentions a lot because that's a very foundational concept in shamanism, right? You have to, before you start any work, you have to set your intention. You have to have a plan. You have to know what you're doing. Otherwise, your intention can be set for you by somebody else. So you may not like the outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when do you set, so do you do it on the equinox, or when do you do your intentions? I'll ask you that better.
I don't really have like a, I mean, I know some people are, you know, they follow like Celtic holidays, Beltane and everything like that, or they have their own traditions, or their own times, you know. I'm kind of a, that's the only holiday other than my birthday, which should be a national holiday, that I follow is Halloween. I just like the energy behind it. But I don't, you know, I don't have like a specific time every year or times when I work with intention. It's kind of on a as needed basis for the most part. Yeah.
Okay.
In the old days, my grandparents had a beach house over at the coast here, and they would let the family use it. And I would go over there I for several New Year's Eves in a row, and I would work on my journal and set out my goals for the year and resolutions and all that. So that was, you know, some pretty conscious working with intention. And that was productive. And then I could look at, you know, how successful I was in keeping my intention set the year before, that kind of thing. So that was productive.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I like that. Yeah. Very cool. So do shamans have any rituals around intentions that certain times of the year, auspicious dates?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, it's hard to generalize because there's so many different cultures, but sure. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can think about, you know, all the different remnants that are still alive or left over. I mean, Stonehenge comes to mind. You know, that was a huge source of ritual intention for the Celts and the Druids and all those folks. But, you know, native cultures here have wise men and women who work with intention for specific times. You know, coming of age is a big time when intentions are set. You know, when you work with people that are transitioning into adulthood and, you know, how that process works. So, yeah, it's, there's a lot all over.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you?
I never used to set intentions prior to getting into pranic healing and erotic yoga. And once I started getting into that, I really saw, and it was brought to my attention and realized how important it was to set new intentions all the time. And so for me now, the really big one is the birthday. And that's kind of when we come into, that's when we come to the planet. And that's the start of the new year. And so, yeah, sometimes I do some like around, in January, the beginning of the year, calendar year. But it for me, the big ones are around the birthday. And to really kind of gauge, what I want to set out to do that year. And for me, that was a really difficult one it was challenging to get started on creating intentions and goals. And because I never used to do that. It was life before that was always about just kind of getting through the day, surviving. And so it wasn't about thinking ahead and demarcating a place where I wanted the energy to go to. And so, now that I see that, that's what that's really about, kind of driving that energy or giving it a location where to go. And I see that in all the readings that I do, because I think a lot of the times too, when we've had difficult childhoods, we're kind of moving forward always through that filter, that story from the past, clarifying why we do something, because this happened to me, this is why I do it this way. I see now working with the guides and doing readings with people, it's about letting all that stuff go, letting that story go, and creating a new narrative, creating a new story, and giving it a new destination where you want the energy to go to. And I see that that's important. And, we can adjust that all the time. Can have daily goals, weekly goals, monthly, and annually. So, in my journey too, through healing and working with other readers and healers, working especially with some, I'll just say witches. I don't know exactly what they were, but they said, they practice witchcraft. And, but it's not dark or anything. It's more of, worshiping nature. But the working with the solstice and the energies of the new solstice was very important. And that was, a great time to set a new intention for this period that was coming up. So I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. I can do that. So, I'm excited. We're in a new period and moving forward with new goals.
What are your goals shaping up to be? Are there any worth sharing?
Well, I always want to be a better healer, a better psychic, so that's always an intention of mine. One of the things I've noticed is it's always surrounded work. And so I am always setting my goals around work and trying to be better at my company and be a better healer and psychic. So that's always one. That's always at the top of my list. And also to be better at meditating. You know, I struggle with that. It's, I love it, but it's a job for me. And I know some people who just, it, my perception is it seems it comes easy. So I always set the intention I'm going to be better at my my meditation practice, and that it will come much easier. So those are a couple that I, or a few, that I work on all the time.
Is one of the goals that you're working on all the time to be nicer to your co-host on the show?
That pops up periodically, but I don't pay
periodically
much attention to it.
Where's the commitment?
Well, I said it comes periodically. I never said it stops. So, you know, I think it comes at the beginning of the year. I hear, be nicer to Lawrence. And I say, okay, I'll try.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that maniacal laugh tells me everything I need to know about that goal. So.
Mm-hmm.
Max.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, those are good goals.
So,
yeah, those are good goals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about yours? Would you like to share some with the listeners?
My personal goals. Well, everything's really private. So.
Okay.
What can I share? What can I share? Well, you know, I guess, you know, I have personal goals and professional goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, personal goals are to be more communicative with my family, I think. That's one, you know, in a regular way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can often either go for a long period of time without reaching out, or, you know, my connections can be less deep than I'd like them to be. It's easy to get into a habit of just kind of sharing topical stuff and not digging deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, professionally, I was working on my art, getting that promoted more. So I think once gardening season's over, I'll be able to dig into that goal again. So.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things I'm working on, and I'm working on being a better co-host on the show. Always doing that. I'm really committed to that. Deeply committed. So.
You are.
Well, you know, somebody.
Very good.
Might as well be me. You know.
Okay. Good.
Somebody's got to patch the roof on the psychic funhouse and make sure the septic tank isn't filling up too quick, and you know. Maintenance stuff. It's a little
uh-huh.
Nice. You know, the fun house rolling.
That's funny. All right, mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, so are you ready to do some readings for our lovely
listeners? Let me check. Ready.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to the board. We're
going
to take some calls.
Take some calls.
Yeah, we're going to the switchboard to take calls. And
call us.
So tell us your name, where you're calling from, and also we'll find out if you tell us if you set intentions. And what are your intentions for the year? All right, so here we go. Let's see if we have any phone calls.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, there's a caller.
You know.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, caller. This is area code 860. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amla from Connecticut. How are you?
Good. Can you say your name again?
It's Amla from Connecticut.
Amla.
Oh, hey, Amla.
Okay, hi,
how are you?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How's the book
good.
Writing?
How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
How's your,
so do
how's
you
your
set book? Intentions?
Yeah, I set intentions actually every chance I get because, you know, I practice living in the present moment as much
mm-hmm.
as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I am always setting intentions. And actually, because of my partial vision, anytime I leave my home, I'm setting intentions. Like, it's going to be a smooth day, you know, just even going to the grocery store and getting my errands done. It's 10 steps to probably one of your one step because of the partial vision aspect of it. But you know what? It's an attitude of gratitude for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your intention with us. What's your question you have?
Yeah. It's kind of coming up soon. I am a little, like, talking about intentions. I really am working with the angels and you know, just divine guidance. I have a presentation that is October 1st, which is a week from tomorrow. And basically it's designed so that, you know, if I don't have six people by this coming Wednesday, they're going to cancel it. Now, here's my thing is that there's a lot of preparation. It's 3-hour workshop. So I'm doing exercises and things of that nature, but it's a lot of work and I'm willing to put in the time, but I found out no one has signed up yet. And I'm a little nervous about that. So I just was wondering what you guys feel with this. Yeah.
To see if you're going to have people sign up? Is that the question you want to know?
Yeah, that's the question. Enough people sign up, that is, you know, six people or more to have it, the green light to have it go forward.
Okay. So, but before we ask the guides, I have to give a disclaimer. So when you call into the Psychic Funhouse, the information that we give you is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
So we don't give out medical information, legal information. You need to contact a professional. But we are professional psychics. All right. So there we go. All right. Let's see. I'm not getting you're going to have enough people this time. I'm seeing something in November for you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It feels like November because I saw not enough people now, but then I saw November pop up. So can you re-enlist and relist this for the different? Yeah. Okay. I saw November.
Okay.
And it feels like, I guess maybe, you know, actually this is the perfect show, right? Setting the intention to have the people there.
Right. Which is what I'm working on. What happened was with this Mercury in retrograde business, you know, they sent out a newsletter and I happened to click on the link. I'm just saying the facts of it. I'm not putting in my perspective or opinion. but this happened. They sent out a newsletter last Sunday, which they do every Sunday for the week, for people who are underneath the organization. And I clicked on my workshop, and it would not upload to register. So I called them, and I said, well, everybody else's, the other facilitators, theirs worked, and mine did not. And so that was a discussion. They apologized, and of course, you know, but now mine's a week away, and basically I only have until Wednesday to make it a go or not go. So, like, it just, it's a little flip-floppy. I mean, with the Mercury in retrograde, I really believe in the whole communication, and you can't, the stars are interesting the way it all works up there. So, but yeah.
I'm also hearing too, it's just kind of not time yet, and it feels something about November where it will be a better time for this to happen. It's something about like your energy and kind of the space that you'll be in at that time. It feels more solidified, and this is I don't do astrology by any means, but it almost kind of feels like the way I'm feeling the energy. It's like you'll be more aligned for at that time. You will be in better alignment.
Excellent. Okay. I'm open to that. Thank you.
Yeah. Laurence?
Is the organization that's hosting your workshop, are they also responsible for all the promotion for your class?
Yes. I mean, I'm doing my part. It's not like I'm just weighing in on them to do it. I could just feel their energy too. It's a little behind, you know, like I could feel the frequency of this. It just feels off. It feels like I'm doing a lot of the heavy weight of this. That just goes with being a presenter. I mean, you can't rely on, nobody's going to believe in you. And that's actually my message for my whole brand, which is me, Umla Speaks, is that, you know, like, nobody can do it for you. You got to breathe for yourself. And so, you believe in yourself the most. Right? So I believe in my message. So, of course, I'm going to put in the effort. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Have you worked with them before and had successful turnouts for workshops with them? Or is this
I was there last year and they invited me back. And it was wonderful. So I think it's just timing. And even when even the facilitator, the lady who's organizing this, and her and I spoke over the week, she's like, I love your energy. I really hope that people come, like, they need to hear you. I know it. There's so much that it's learning and evolving is never expires. I'm constantly putting the, you know, just my heart and my soul into my work. It's a purpose. It's not a job. It's a purpose for me to not only share my story. That's just a catalyst of the blindness. It's just about, you know, you matter. Every being on this planet matters, you know, and being your authentic self, and you cannot fake authenticity. You're it. You know?
Yeah, no, those are things people need to hear for sure. You know, I think in part what's going to happen is something else is going to take its place. You know, I think you're going to have another opportunity that it's either something you've put on the back burner or something you haven't considered. Ready to bring out, but I think you're going to be offered something that wouldn't have happened otherwise if you'd been committed to this workshop. So I would, you know, make ready for that.
But I think it's also like what mm-hmm. you're saying is like if it's meant to be, and I do believe in that. Like it's timing. It's if mm-hmm. it's meant to be, it'll happen. Mm-hmm. But I think the human side of me is more like that logical side of like I've already put in a lot of effort into this. It's 3 hours. It's, you can't just wing it and like, okay, I'll just figure it out in a day. I mean, it's a lot of time, you know? So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a partner in the sense he's helping me get, he's very helpful in the sense of grounding me. And it's like, well, you'll always have this. You're not, whatever effort you put in, it's not going anywhere. And so that helps me a lot. So, but
yeah. I think the other context, you know, to place this in is, you know, since the pandemic started, you know, teaching, you know, whether in person or digitally, you know, through Zoom or whatever, it's been very challenging, I think, for a lot of us. I was offering some classes earlier this year, and, you know, I had people who didn't want to risk getting COVID, so they didn't want to come, even though, you know, we were going to observe protocols. And then I had people who were upset because I had protocols in place, so it was like lose-lose, you know, for me. So it's kind of funny, but I'm sure that that's still operating to some degree too, in terms of people figuring out, you know, what activities they feel they're going to start welcoming back into their lives again. Because you've been on before, and I know you're really dynamic, and you've done a lot of public speaking, and, you know, you've written and things like that. So, you know, you definitely have a lot to offer. So I really don't think it's anything on your end. I think it's just, you know, I keep seeing kind of, brick wall. But, yeah, what Michael said, that should transpire. And I think there's also something related coming up that's going to, you know, make it seem like it was actually a good thing that this didn't happen. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And you always can look back in retrospect, like, oh, this is why that didn't work out. I get that. Right. I get that. And I think that, you know, I'm just going to share just a little snippet is that, you know, with my inner child, let's say that, you know, is I'm always, you know, I've always been ostracized in the blindness is people want to see what they want to see. And it's like, okay, you don't see that mean you don't, you can't even form a sentence, right? You know, like it comes with the territory. I get it. But I think that inner child in me is just like terrified. Like, how come I'm not accepted? And the funny thing is it makes me laugh because the name of this workshop is called The Art of Acceptance. So that makes me laugh that here I am going through some shadow work and some inner child stuff and like, well, how come nobody sees me? How come nobody wants to accept me? How come no one wants to, blah, blah, blah. So it's funny. It's a full circle, right? So we'll write another blurb on that one.
There you go.
Wow. So. It just makes me laugh because it's just, there's so many layers to acceptance, right? You know, I have a friend who's, you know, she went blind, partial vision at age 69. She's like 75 now. And she's just at a place, this is how she feels. And she said, well, I would be driving. And I'm like, you know, it's all layers of acceptance, right? And she's 75 and she cannot drive. She hasn't driven in 6 years. Right. But I'm like, but Donna, you can't drive. She goes, but I would be driving. So like, that's the interesting part, the spiral staircase of acceptance of like, it's for each individual to check in with themselves. It's for no one else, but for you. So it's fascinating. And I went through the same thing. Trust me. I lost my license at age 22. I'm in my late 40s now. So I know, I get it. I get that. The layers of it, you know, I went through it. So, but it's for each individual's knowingness, the inner knowingness, the intuition of saying like, you know, how deep do you want to go? Right. So that's individual voice.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, your experiences as someone who had sight and, you know, sounds like, you know, you lost it when you're in your 20s. There's a kind of a different dance you have with acceptance versus somebody who may have been born without vision, you know, to begin with.
Right, right. And I still have partial vision. I currently see through steam, like thick, like a fog machine is on all the time. So it's not gone yet, but I mean, I've lost my license, my driver's license in my 20s. It's an individual, like, and my friend Donna only went blind in air quotes at age 69. So like, that's a totally different ball. And she saw her and I talk about it all the time of course, you know, I'm in a different spot. I'm in my 40s. She's in her 70s now. It's totally different. She pretty much had a life without having to worry about not driving. And then, you know, so that then it happened. So everybody goes through, my point was, is that there are different layers of acceptance. And it's just fascinating. The more you dig deep within yourself, the well and the depth of you, you know, it's a never ending process of really accepting things for what is, as is, and no, you know, judgment, less judgment, that is. You know, so, and I think blindness helps me with that because there's nothing that for me to see in the first place. So I only go by the frequency of people, like Einstein said it, you know, energy is frequency and that's everything. So it's really interesting. It's very interesting. So I can go into so many depths of this, and that's the other part of this work that I'm doing. Circling back to the question, the workshop, is that there's so many steps to acceptance. I have to make it simple. You could just tell, but I'm sure you both can tell, like, there's a lot of layers to this, but I can't go there in a 3-hour workshop. You got to make it simple. So that's the work that I'm trying to break it down so that any Joe Schmo person can understand it, because I have a wealth of knowledge with this.
Yeah, obviously. Right. Now, I was going to say, maybe, you know, before you go, you know, there's always a chance that things could change. If people, you know, if our listeners, our other listeners and people that come across the show were interested in taking this workshop, how would they go about doing it? What's the organization?
Thank you for that. Yeah. It's www.copperbeach.com. Org. So Copper, COPPER, Beach is spelled BEECH, Institute, INSTITUTE.org, CopperBeachInstitute.org.
And what's the name of your workshop, Amla?
The Art of Acceptance.
Art of Acceptance.
Being held 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, October 1st.
And it's digital? It's a Zoom workshop, or it's in person, or?
It is in person, and it's also digital.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
for that.
Well, get the word out there. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. And
God bless.
Amla.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with us and the listeners. So is this something you've put together from your experience of losing your
both
or through
it's,
the process
it's,
of losing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much the wisdom from wounds to wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story. Like from less sight to insight. That's my story, you know.
Oh,
in
like
a nutshell,
that.
Right? And that's actually one of my
I
friends,
like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
so
that's great. And so what are people going to learn at your workshop?
So they're going to – that's beautiful because the way – you can actually read about it on the .org that I just mentioned. But bottom line, you know, I just – I'm very practical. Like I talk about facing loss and basically, like, let's face it, we all fall down. The question is, are you going to accept it or – the human response is either one of two things, either accept it or you resist it, or both. right? So what are you going to do with that? The other part of it is that if you think of acceptance, you never fail when you even fall down. You're going to get back up again. Now, it may take a day. It may take years. It might take decades. But the point is you get up in your individual soul time, not up anybody else's time. That's important. And that's the process of acceptance. Like, if you're doing it on everybody else and just looking outside, 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 no pun intended, with me and being an internal journey with the blindness of not seeing, that's it, with the blindness and not seeing at all, you know, you have no choice but to go inward, right? So acceptance is just that. There's nothing, the process of it. And it's an opportunity, in a nutshell, to be a better version of yourself. So I'm gonna offer like ways and I have exercises that I'm gonna be doing. Engage with the attendees and share my story for maybe 20 minutes, and the rest is just all journaling exercises that I'm gonna offer, and just, you know, really maybe doing even a meditation. I'm still in the process of creating this workshop, but I think I've got it down. Of what we're going to do, but it's a very interactive workshop that anybody can really gain. If anything, it's a reward for yourself. It's a self-investment that's worth it for you, for anyone. So, you know, you deserve. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, if anything I learned is that no matter who, what you're going through in life, ABC person, you are so worth the self-investment. I'm living proof of that. I get chills just even saying that because it's all heart. Mm-hmm. You can't fake again. You cannot fake authenticity. And when you're coming from a whole heart, It's just like a sun that just beams the light. It shines on everyone.
Right. That's fantastic. Is there a tip that you can share with the listeners on how to, there's something that helped you, you know, maybe something simple that they can do to help with that process?
Oh, I love that question. Thank you. So it's very simple. Everyone has a heart, right? You place your lovingly. The key word is lovingly, with peace, with intention. Let's go back there, right? With the beautiful intention for you. You know, you place your hand on your heart and you just close your eyes and sit down. I like to sit down in a lotus position. Center yourself. Even if you need a wall, go for the wall. That's fine. And you sit down, cross-legged, lotus position, and you just close your eyes and listen and feel your heart beating one breath at a time. And it's just,
that's nice.
It just helps you so much because one of the key points I'll be talking about, which is this exercise I just described, is being in the present moment. That's all you've got to accept anything in life. It's the best way to be present is to just listen to your heart and put your hand on your heart. Feel, sense everything that's going on. There's nothing for you to do. Just listen.
Nice.
Right.
I like that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with the listeners. Well, good luck to you. And
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling back.
No, thank you. And I'll actually probably email you and just let you know how it goes. And, yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Please do that.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep in touch, Alma. All right. Have a great evening.
You
and weekend.
Too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
That was nice. Yeah.
I'm a good people.
It's nice to slow down and get in touch with the soul. I think that's part of that process, right? To actually feel your heartbeat. All right. You ready for another caller, sir?
I think I am.
All right. So here we go. We're going to area code 828. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 828.
Good evening. Stan, I'm in the mountains of North Carolina. And I talked to you guys, Michael and Lawrence. I talked to you guys maybe a month ago, several weeks ago. I've been kind of juggling BTR shows tonight, and I was listening at the beginning of the show, and then I went somewhere else and ended up somewhere else, and then I came back just a few minutes ago listening to this the caller just before me. I was going, wow, who is this? I'm very intrigued by her presence and her vibration, and I'm very curious about the she was talking about doing a workshop or something. I sure would like to know about that. I guess I could go back and tonight and replay the show and and get the rest of what I missed there.
She gave a website for the workshop. You can go look it up. It's Copper Beach.
I'll go back and do that. But I was glad to. I'm not in the habit necessarily of being on BTR every Friday night, sort of. But I was on there tonight, and I saw you guys. And I thought, oh, yeah, these guys. I really enjoyed hopping into your show a few weeks ago. You guys are pretty.
How's your son doing?
Got a good break. Oh, thanks for remembering. He's good. He's with his mom right now. I get him back on next Friday. They had a trip to the beach, and so he's gone a little longer than I normally would have him be away from me. But it's given me a lot of time to really just kind of get into my own energy for an extended period of time. I appreciate you asking. So anyway, I started calling. I do quite a bit of work every day. Checking with my divine frequently, and I enjoy calling in to a show like yours to just get an additional perspective on my own knowing. And I have this healing modality that I'm certified in, and I, because of some legal stuff, I've finally gotten out of the way. I'm just now getting around to putting together a launch for my practice. And I have been feeling that there's something else that's looking to come through, some other gift or modality, or I'm not sure how to put it, that's trying to get my attention. But I was curious to, wonder what, if anything, Michael or you, Lawrence, might be getting about me that I need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm kind of getting you need to continue with the healing modality that you're doing. And once you continue on that path, the other gift will come through. And
right.
that gift to me feels like it's doing psychic readings. It feels like it's intuitive, whatever that is, like it, using that skill, that gift, intuition, psychic abilities.
Right.
That's what I'm getting.
That's pretty close to what I was getting. Really?
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting. So just continue, you know, doing what you're doing. Is it Reiki healing?
It's called the emotion code. It's a emotion code. It's revealing trapped emotions that are in the body as a result of trauma that we may have experienced, different types of trauma, not just physical or emotional trauma, through this life or previous lifetimes. It's a way of identifying and releasing it to move it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had experience a number of sessions where I end up, it sort of leads to connections with past lives or individuals coming in. It's not every time, but it's kind of like on the fringes there. It's I really appreciate your I'm out here on my own, really. I'm not living in a community necessarily yet of like-minded folks that I can get with every day, and I'm with my son. I'm pretty occupied, so connecting with you guys is very helpful to me to just sort of know the validation of what I'm knowing, and I appreciate that. So I just know that as I do, it's like this. If you just stand in one place, your perspective is going to be limited. When you start taking steps forward, the scenery changes and more stuff comes in and you're exposed to stuff. You're opening yourself to more things to happen. And so that's what I see about proceeding with my practice and allowing things to open up through that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you were talking about where you're located, I heard from your guides that there are more people like you than you know.
Right. Yeah, there's a bit of that out there.
You're just not aware of each other. So maybe allow yourself to be a little more open talking about stuff. Maybe you can build an online community and start connecting that way somewhere. When you start doing that, I think you'll find your tribe.
Yeah.
And it will make it a lot easier for you.
Yeah.
And ask your guides for help with that, and they will.
Yeah.
Right? To help you, find your tribe. And bring you all together so you can, maybe do some practice together or talk or whatever that is, but just allow yourself to find a community.
Great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And so this show, I don't think you heard the beginning of the show. I don't know if you did. It's about setting intentions. And so do you set intentions for yourself?
Not as often as I should. I mean, I'm not in the practice as much as I know I want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, set some intentions about finding your tribe out there.
Right.
And allowing your abilities to come through.
Right. Well, I'm going to be sure to play your show again so I can get information on that. The girl that was showed up before I called in, and
yeah,
and I appreciate you guys being there.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you and the work that you're doing out there. So good luck to you.
Okay.
All the best. Set some intentions. All right, Stan. Well, have a good evening and have a great weekend.
You too. Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you. Well, we're in the lightning round, so we're going to take quick calls. Let us know your name and where you're calling from and what your question is. All right, so the next area code is 520. Hello, 520.
Wow, okay, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Lisa, thank you.
Hi,
and
Lisa.
Arizona. Hi. And I'm moving starting October 6th. Because I have a lot of work I have to take care of down there. And this is huge. I never thought I was going to go back, and I am. And I've been gone a year and so many months. And can you tell me what you pick up psychically on this move when I reconnect down there, please?
Okay, so first let me ask you, what are your intentions you're setting to moving back?
Okay. Well, it's work. So I had my significant other died, and he left a lot of, when someone dies, sometimes things are left that have to be, it's task oriented. So that's my responsibility, is to go down there and take care of, get things completed and done and handled. And I'm taking a year's lease because the house, I just can't live in it. I have to clean it out. I have to go through stuff. And so what I'm focusing on, the universe, as you're asking me that question, is emotionally to be in a state for myself of one of harmony, no matter what, no matter what I'm faced with. I lived in that town for 23 years, and it's a tiny town, and I know what I lived when I was there. And one of the reasons I left was because of I wanted to be near a grandchild where I'm at here. And I just need to go down there and take care of stuff. And it'll be different for me because I won't be hooked up with my significant other. So it'll be me on my own. And that's a positive in a way, that I'll be bringing a new kind of energy.
Okay. So as you were talking, Lisa, one of the things that I heard is that it's not going to be, I guess, so bad or painful as you think it's going to be. It feels like it's going to be healing and also very informative. And I think you're going to have a new perspective on a lot of things. And so they're saying, kind of, this is kind of apropos to the show, right? It's kind of like you need to set new intentions and remove or try not to have an apprehensive energy going forward, but just be like, you know what, I need to learn from this, whatever the lesson is and why I'm going back and why I was there, and see a whole new perspective. And that's what I'm getting. And it feels like
okay.
Once you do that, it won't be as painful for you. It won't be work. It'll be work, but it's not going to be super difficult. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Let's see if we'll check in with Lawrence and we'll see if he has anything for you.
Thank you.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
While you and Michael were talking, you know, it doesn't always happen, but I had a medicine animal come forward for you that wants to act as a guide and protector for you on your journey to this, in a way back to your past, I guess, but also to your future. And it's a bear, and the bear is going to offer you some insights into yourself, but also kind of act as a filter, so that the healing process that's going to take place, that you're going to be finding yourself a part of, sometimes not by your own doing, won't be traumatizing or re-traumatizing for you, but it'll be healing without ripping any scabs off of old wounds, that kind of thing. So if you're open to this, I would encourage you to maybe find a figure of a bear or a picture that you could keep with you, and just do, as they say these days, your own research. Do a little research and see what comes up in connection with this animal. So
okay. Oh, I really receive all this. Words, all the words mean a lot to me, because I know part of everything that goes on in the planet has to do with how I'm receiving it. No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just back to the old tried and true of working to remain grounded.
Yeah. That's it. Well, also, please call us back, you know, even while you're there.
Thank
you. Let us know how it's going.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I really say thank you to you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's that time again, sir.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get to all the callers this evening. But we thank you. We appreciate all of you. Thank you for listening. And I thank and appreciate my wonderful co-host, the one, the only, Laurence Shamanic Birch. Thank you for being here, Mr. Birch. I appreciate you.
Well, that's so nice. I appreciate you back.
Thank you.
And I appreciate
And my
appreciate
intention is to
make it happen.
Yes. Yeah, we appreciate the spirit, the guides. And I'm going to set the intention to have more appreciation for you and towards you. How's that?
Finally, my prayers have been answered.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. What?
Does that mean you're going to finally pay me that $20 you owe me, Michael?
That I put the check in the mail. You'll get it in a few days.
Sorry, in the spirit.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. We appreciate all of you for listening and spending some time with us. And so set some intentions this solstice, this starting of the new week, the new month that's coming up for the remainder of the year. And we appreciate all of you. So, Mr. Lawrence, how can people get a hold of you?
Absolutely. We appreciate all of you. They can call me, 541-344-7534, or text givingtree@earthlink.net. That's my email. And givingtreefarm.com is my website. How about you, Mr. Espinoza? What's the best way for people to take advantage of your amazing healing and reading skills, my friend?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can book a session for reading, healing, or both, or you can contact me through the website as well. There's also I do free consultations, 15-minute consultations, to see if we're a correct fit. So you can book one of those as well. So I look forward to connecting with you lovely visitors. All right, sir. Well, do we know what's going to happen next week?
There's going to be a show called The Psychic Funhouse that's on Friday. I know that.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be on it.
Huh?
And we're going to have great colors. Stuff like that.
All right.
How about that?
Cool.
That's my prediction anyway.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see you back here next week.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it already.
Me too. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll have a great week. Stay safe. Stay sane and healthy. And we will see you back here at the Psychic Funhouse. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.